Thank y'all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raising Grace Studios. I am currently in a hot tub in Dayton, Ohio. I just wanted to do this real fast because we haven't done a lot of shows in the past few weeks between going on my road trip, which we didn't end up recording as many shows as we should have. We had some difficulties with some of the people that we were with, but we wish them the best and pray for them. And then last week was just a cluster. We had technical issues what seemed like all week. And then on Sunday, unfortunately, my uncle passed away. And I decided to drive my father all the way to Ohio and help him deal with what he's going through. But during all of this, I have done my best to keep up with the messages from people who listen to the show and sponsors and other things. And something happened while we were on the trip that I didn't know was going to happen on the trip. We hit 200,000 downloads in 6 months' time. October, November, December, January, February, not even through March all the way yet. And you guys have put us at 200,000 downloads in just a few months. I want to thank some people real fast. I want to thank Ginger Billy. I want to thank Miss Brianna. I want to thank Conservative Barbie and Anthony. I want to thank Kristen Kelly. I want to thank Trevor, Kylie Strickland, Miss Kate, Unfiltered, Kate Stinson, Tyler Branch, Lee Tucker, all the boys who did the Nashville Tears. You guys have just reached out to me over and over and over again asking for more of the Nashville Tears show. And it's already in the works, folks. We've got some good stuff that's going to be coming up with that. Not the same people necessarily every time, but people you will very, very much enjoy hearing from, their songs and just, you know, themselves. Gosh, I can't. It's going to be hard to go through. Miss Sierra, who I was in a bad wreck a couple months ago and actually made me, inspired me doing the show that y'all have talked to me about over and over again when I shared my story, my trials and tribulations. And I appreciate that. All the musicians we've had on the show, Chucky P, I'm drawing blanks, Megan Fowler, Lauren Marie, Chuck Hutchinson, who's been in there. Oh my gosh. We've done almost 70 episodes now in 3 months. 3 months, but six. And we've got sponsors for the show like Geico, McDonald's, DraftKings was on there today when I was listening. There are so many businesses that I would have never thought would be associated with me. And they're sponsoring my show now. Like, and I'm getting paid for that, and that is just a blessing. This trip has been another weird trip, and it's got me thinking about all those people who have made this possible. For them, for us to hit 200-something downloads, 200-something thousand downloads in 6 months' time is insane. That puts us on track the way we're growing to hit a million within a year. And at 1 million, I'm going to do something crazy. I don't know what it'll be, but it'll be something to give back to each and every one of you guys. You guys have just made a lot of stuff special for me in the past couple months. And it came from a bad place and me getting fired. And I hope with the stuff that we've got coming up. Neil Mullis, J.D. Neesmith. I'm still thinking of names. I'm going to keep going back and forth between that because I want to say thank you to everybody that's helped so far. But we've got some good stuff coming up in the next couple months that I think you guys are going to love. And, man, I'm just excited. Coming up this Friday, we are going to have a domestic violence episode. So that's why I'm putting this out now, Tuesday night. If you would like to be part of that episode on Friday to help bring awareness to domestic violence, I would like for you to be. I'm also going to have some people come in studio to talk about it. I'm going to start setting that up tomorrow. But I've seen domestic violence a lot in my life. I grew up in a house kind of with it. And I've seen some friends. One of the first fights I ever got into in high school. It was the first fight I ever got into when I was in high school. I had to watch a dude hit somebody that I very much loved and cared about. A very good friend of mine back then. And after school, I had to try his ass up and try to make it where he never put a hand on her again. And it's unfortunate that that cycle really doesn't break. I had to see it again recently, and it kind of triggered some trauma, and it got me thinking about things. And you know, I just don't want to see anybody in that situation. And I feel like the more people who share their story, the more women, and I know there is men that have dealt with it, but the more women that share that story, maybe it helps somebody get out of that situation. It might have cost me a friendship, me stepping up and standing up for this person. But you know what? I did what was right, and I did what was in my heart. And I don't regret it. If somebody doesn't want to be my friend because I took up for you and somebody hitting you, you can kiss my big fat ass, all I can tell you. I would do it again in a heartbeat and have no regret about it whatsoever. But there is some women out there that don't have a big brother. They don't have someone who needs to be taken up for them. And I want us to all be each other's that. I want everybody to uplift one another, and I want us to help each other. And I think that's how we're going to start, by doing stuff like that, is this Friday. We will be doing a domestic violence episode, and I hope that someone out there will hear it and realize that that is their sign to get out of the toxic relationship that they are in. And just know, if you are dealing with that, that no matter whatever that person has hanging over your head, get out. You're good enough. They're going to tell you all these things that you'll never be loved by anybody else, or you're not good enough, or anything like that. Just know it's all bullshit. It's all lies. It's all things for them to manipulate you and control you. There's somebody out there that will love you unconditionally and never put a hand on you. If they put their hand on you, they're not a real man anyway. Fun fact, most men who do that,
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
They do it because they're scared of other men, so they feel like they have to be dominant over women. Only thing I can say, and if you know who you are that I'm speaking to when I say this, you're a beta. And if you ever want to come into the world of alphas, then bring your silly ass on. I don't want to really get much into that. If you can tell, I'm kind of salty about something. But, you know, women don't deserve that. Men don't deserve that. And if you're dealing with domestic violence, this is our chance to give back and help and bring light to the situation and some awareness in our own little way. So if any women out there would like to speak on the subject, please email me at jlterry87@gmail.com. jlterry87@gmail.com. I'll probably take a couple Zoom calls and throw into the show along with the people that I'll have coming in Friday. I'm sorry we haven't done a lot of episodes. Once again, the past couple weeks, things have just been crazy. I figured while I'm sitting here in this hot tub that I could turn the laptop off for a minute and record for a few seconds. Things have just been insane and crazy. I don't know. The domestic violence thing right now is just weighing on my heart. I don't know if the person that I want to hear is even going to hear this. But I know somebody that needs to hear it will. So, you know, get out of that situation. That's not true love. If you need help getting out of that situation, then reach out for help. Don't be ashamed. Guys, and remember something. If you see a man lay his hands on a woman, remember that could be your daughter, your mother, your sister. You better take up for her, even if you don't know her, because one day it could be your loved one. And you better hope that some grown man is there to stand up to whatever piece of shit is putting his hands on that woman at the time, so that maybe your child, mother, or sister will be protected one day. That's how I look at it. If I see it, I intervene, because I would want somebody to intervene if it was Gracie. I haven't done this in a while, but also too, I want to ask y'all if you'd like to make a donation to the show. Please do. Raising Grace, RaisinGrace on Venmo. We're not doing Cash App right now because it's messed up. Or you can PayPal me at JoshTerry920. JoshTerry920 on PayPal. Please make donations to the show. It helps out with a lot of shit. Very much appreciate it. God, I just want to keep talking about the domestic violence thing, but I'm not going to do it by myself because I'm going to end up getting pissed and saying something I shouldn't say. My dad lost his brother this week, and my dad is the last one of the Terrys. Younger Terrys, my granddaddy, he's still around. But he was the oldest of three, and he's lost his two younger brothers already. And you can see in his eyes, you know, him trying to figure out life. I think it's kind of made him to where it's freaked him out a whole lot, not just because he's lost his brother, but because now he's dealing with his own mortality. And I think he's lost. But at the same time, I think he's figuring out that you only got so much time on this earth, and your time could be any second. So I feel like he's living it up right now, and I think when he gets home, he'll live it as much as he wants to. And even though he probably won't listen to none of us and slow down, I honestly don't know if he needs to slow down. I think he should live life the way he wants to and be unapologetic about it. And I hope that's the way all of us live, honestly, is I hope we all make ourselves happy, our loved ones happy, and we be unapologetic about that. I really only got on here to say thank you to all the people we've had as our guests lately. But I've rambled. This is kind of how the Josh Terry episode started. But we're not doing that tonight. We're not doing that tonight. It's mainly because I got to get out and dry my ass off in a minute and get some sleep because I got a funeral to go to. But please make donations to the show. I'd very much appreciate that if you can. The domestic violence thing. Intervene if you can, if you see the situation happening. Be what that person needs. Be their strength. And help those in need. I've never done this before, but I feel like this is on my heart to do it. And I do stuff that's on my heart. I'm going to say a quick prayer if you're listening. And we're going to get off here. And you know what? We're going to get some sleep. And this is on my heart. Maybe this is the whole reason why I decided to pull my laptop out. So wherever you're at right now, if you're listening, you know, let this heathen say a prayer for you real fast, or for everybody. Dear Lord, thank you for all your many blessings. Whatever trials and tribulations me, my family, or whoever's listening to this right now is going through, I pray that you guide us. I pray that you help us all realize that our failures are just stepping stones to our success. That whatever we encounter in life, we encounter because you want us to. That our pain has a purpose. And whatever mission we're on might not be our mission, But if we give it over to you, then we realize that that mission has a purpose and you're putting us in that situation for a reason. Dear Lord, you're awesome. Thank you for forgiving us for all of our sins and dying for us. And dear Lord, anyone who's in a situation they don't know how to get out of, I pray that you send them an angel down in one way, shape, or form to protect them and get them out of that situation and let them know that there's more to life than being abused mentally and physically. And you'll have them just the same way their friends and family will have them, that you'll take them in their arms just like we will, and we will protect them. Dear Lord, I pray all this in your name, in Jesus' name, amen. Never done that before, but you know what? It's on my heart. I do what's on my heart. I keep it real as I can. I might drop the F-bomb 1 minute, and I might pray for you the next. I love you guys. Make donations to the show, pretty please. If you got anybody you'd like to have on the show soon, please message me about them and message them and tell them that you want them to do Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast. Once again, guys, more stuff coming. I know there's a whole lot of people we've done on my 70 shows that I have just not thought to thank. Big thank you to Miss Gracie Terry for all of her help and everything that she does for being the inspiration. All my friends and family, I love you guys. Donate to the show. If you want to be part of the domestic violence episode, please let me know. And be somebody's strength, because at some point in time, somebody was yours. I love you guys. I will see you later.